In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. I love the opening of our reading from James this morning. I love that invitation to pray. And I was actually, during the week, concentrating more on the Old Testament lesson and the gospel, which focused on not getting in the way of the ministry of others. And then I read a sermon from a friend of mine on Thursday, and she was preaching about James. And I went back and read it again and said, ah, that's it. That's where I am this week. So if you're in trouble or suffering, pray. If you're happy, praise God. If you're sick, get some folk from the church to lay their hands on you and anoint them with oil and pray over you. I just love the enthusiasm of this passage, the call to prayer. It reminds me of author Anne Lamott's, how she describes the three ways to pray. She says, help, thanks, wow. And in that enthusiasm is what I also hear in James this morning. To me, it says, prayer must permeate our whole life. And I began thinking about all the ways I have heard, all the stories I've heard about prayer, and thought, maybe this is a good Sunday to share some stories of prayer. So the first story is from a friend of mine who hates to fly. In fact, he's terrified of flying. But he flies, and he was flying into Kansas City one morning, and the flight was just horribly turbulent. And he was doing the best that he could. And the flight attendant was great. She kept checking on him, making sure he was okay, just getting him through. She finally found out that he was an Episcopal priest, and she said, I'm United Methodist, can I pray for you? And he said, sure. And she knelt down in the aisle and started praying for comfort and assurance for him. And several other passengers also bowed their heads. And one passenger said, I'm not a believer, but that expression of kindness and compassion, that makes me want to believe. Maybe I need to rethink what I believe. What a visible way of prayer. How amazing is that? And that's what I hear in James, just to have that prayer be out there, be with us. And I just hear so much in that. And I began thinking about other stories. And the next story that came up in my head is one that's in our stewardship newsletter this week. This week, the story about how lives are being changed at St. Peter's is about one of our pantry volunteers who doesn't come to our church. And I was interviewing her, asking her how her life has changed as she serves in our food pantry. And one of the things she said surprised me. She says the prayer you say with the volunteers before the pantry clients come in, that nurtures my spiritual life. I was like, wow. So think of it as such a simple thing, gathering them in prayer before they start serving. But that's part of what changes her life at St. Peter's. I also think about our healing prayer here after the 10 a.m. service in the St. James Chapel, where two people from our congregation will lay hands on you and anoint you with oil. Even our children go sometimes, because they can see the power of prayer, and they go, and they ask for help, and that's a wonderful thing. I think about my time as a chaplain at the National Institutes of Health. And the chaplains, you do cold calls. You just go from room to room. You don't know who you're going to meet, and ask them if they want prayers. You know, you're the chaplain. And some people don't respond well, but some people say, no, that's fine, or get out. I'm like, okay, I'm out. But then some people say yes. And that was when I was a seminarian. One of my first experiences of praying with folk in great need. And it would just change the whole visit. If I'd been there for 15 minutes already and then offered prayer, The prayer would just change the rest of the visit. That was amazing. And the final story I will share is when I was actually writing this sermon yesterday afternoon, and the phone rang and I picked it up, and there was a man asking about the Boyd House, which we used to own, and he was looking for a room for someone who was going to be homeless. And I explained to him, well, we don't own it anymore. And he said, oh, he understood. And I said, you know, God bless you. I know how hard it is to get housing for folks. And he said, yes, I know it's hard, but I trust that prayer and perseverance will help me find a way to help this lady. And I'm like, there it is again. So I said, what's her name? I will pray too. And so we both prayed. Our world needs prayer. I mean, this whole week, with the appointment for the Supreme Court, I've never heard something so discussed. I mean, I was in the doctor's office, they were talking about it out loud. I was in someone's home visiting them, again, talking about it out loud. All different places I went, and you could hear people's pain and frustration, and just not knowing what to do. And I think we need to bring prayer, no matter which side we're on. We need to pray for those who are hurt. We need to pray for those who are questioning, those who are being questioned, those who make the decision. Let us bring prayer to this, because this is a horrible and painful situation. Let us bring prayer. And I know there are times, heaven knows, I know there are times when we've prayed and we haven't gotten the healing or the outcome that we've wanted. But I do know that when we pray and pray for others, that they get the assurance that God is walking with them in the worst of times. Prayer is powerful. It undergirds my whole day. My prayer list is long, but I trust that God is powerful as I pray through it. And I know that at times when I have been at my lowest, I have felt the prayers of others holding me up. So my friends, pray. If you're in trouble, pray. If you're happy, give thanks. If you're sick, ask someone to lay their hands on you. Pray, because our visible prayer needs to be in this world. So pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray before your meals, whether it be at home or in a restaurant. Pray during your lunchtime. Surround yourself with prayers, because God is listening and God loves you. Amen. Amen.